You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's time for 5 on it. These are our top 5 questions that we have. They're not the biggest stories, but they're our stories, and we discuss them now with you.
Number 1.
During an appearance with Mullion Haw on June 23rd, Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine indicated that he wouldn't be surprised if the Cubs finalized a deal to acquire a starting pitcher in the next 7 to 10 days. It's now July 15th, and the Northsiders have yet to make a trade. Do you find it concerning that the Cubs didn't make a move within that 7 to 10 day window that Bruce believed might happen?
I thought about this because I'm like, oh, we got a timeline, and I love following a good timeline. It's like the instructions are figured out for you. So I was like, oh, all right, let's see. Bruce says they're going to make a move. Something might happen. Jed's looking to make a deal. Everybody knows the Cubs are buyers. But wait, there was no deal. I'm okay with it. I understand that the draft was a big part of this because it was on Sunday as well, and I do think that that is affecting the timing of a lot of scouting departments and talent evaluators at your organization. I also think that a lot of teams still think they're in it. So if that's the case, then you're not going to be able to make the moves that you want to make, and I don't think that they should necessarily set the market either. So all of that said, I'm good with it for now.
They definitely shouldn't set the market, but if they can jump the market, I'm okay with that because, you know, there are a lot of teams who are definitely going to be buyers. They're not teeter-tottering on maybe we'll sell them. There are teams who believe we're one good trade away from being a strong World Series contender if they're not already a strong World Series contender. So am I concerned? No. But at the same time, it's 2 weeks past that 10-day window. And it makes me think that there's going to be a flurry, and I do mean a fast and furious flurry of moves coming soon. Could it be this weekend? Absolutely. Could it take until next weekend? Sure. But it's July 15th. We're 16 days away. It's about to get real fun or real disappointing for some teams.
Yeah, that's what I get concerned about is that if teams all still think they're in it, where you've got a reported 25 teams that are still considering themselves playoff eligible, if none of them decide, and that's a big if, but say you take 5 of those teams, and that's where you feel like a lot of the pivotal points are, whether it's the Diamondbacks, for example. We've talked about the Braves, the Rangers. There's a lot of teams where you could say, oh, they might be buyers this year, but they might want to hold on to their talent. If none of them want to sell, you're talking about a vastly different market. One to where you may see essentially nothing. Good for guys like Luis Robert because it means the price goes up on a lot of people who would stand to be dealt. But perhaps bad for teams like the Cubs.
Number two.
The National League will have two Cubs starters in the MLB All-Star Game tonight, with Kyle Tucker batting seventh and Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA, hitting ninth. Are you good with where Dave Roberts put the Cubs in this lineup?
I wouldn't say I'm good with it. I understand it. There's a lot of guys in this lineup. First of all, you have to say, well, who plays for Dave Roberts in the regular season?
The Dodgers!
And if there's a Dodger in the starting lineup, which there are multiples, they're going to get preferential treatment. Let's just say that. One of the reasons I think that's the case is he can get him in, he can get him out, and there's no pressure to play his guys longer than they need to play to make their all-star appearance, but then preserve their health, their energy, their rest for the regular season. Here's the issue with this. Pete Crow Armstrong is batting ninth. There are several backup outfielders. Is PCA only going to get one at bat in this game? Is that like a real possibility? That would be a shame.
What if the situation is flipped? It's like, all right, Pete PCA Armstrong, you have one shot. And then, you know, the music hits and it's Lose Yourself by Eminem. And then suddenly, like, this is his stage. And, you know, he embraces the big stage and he's like, you got it, dude. And it's one pitch. And then it goes out of the park and everybody just shuts down.
I could see that. Shohei's batting leadoff. He should be there. Ronald Acuna Jr. is getting the benefit of doubt because, well, he's playing in front of the home crowd in Atlanta. Ketel Marte, his numbers are outstanding. Freddie Freeman is Freddie Freeman. He plays for the Dodgers. Manny Machado, future Hall of Famer. Will Smith, he plays for the Dodgers.
There it is, though. That's it. That's where you say, okay, couldn't Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA Armstrong, if you will. I'm doing this to be silly. But that's where you could put Pete Crow Armstrong
in the
lineup. Yeah.
Well, wait, first of all, are you saying PCA should be ahead of Kyle Tucker? I'm not sure that's the case. He doesn't even do that on his own team.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. It's the All-Star game. Get weird. But the point is, Will Smith should not be ahead of those two.
No, I think Will Smith should be batting eighth or ninth.
Will Smith barely beat Carson Kelly.
How many plate appearances are they getting tonight?
I think Kyle Tucker's getting two. Pete Crow Armstrong, if he's lucky, gets two. As long as they... Because these All-Star games sometimes... It goes into pitcher's duel mode and just one guy after another, almost like the postseason. Here comes a guy who throws hard. Wait, here comes a guy who throws harder. And they're pitching one inning at a time.
Think about what we said earlier, right? 16 replacement players. And Bob Nightingale said that a dozen pitchers declined Matt Boyd's spot that ended up going to Jacob Mizorowski. Okay, so if that's the case, how long do you really think Tarek Skubal and Paul Skeens are going to go here? Huh? Huh? Come on.
Yeah, it's just a bad situation, unfortunately, because this should have been, before the lineup came out, I was like, this is going to be PCA's coming out party.
Play the music!
Now I'm like, they're keeping Pete backstage.
This is going to be it. It's a big stage. He may only get one shot, one chance.
What I will say is he should get more than one chance in the field, and I think he will do something extraordinary in the field, and that will be his coming out party.
Fair enough.
At the All-Star break, can we say that the White Sox are having a successful season so far?
Okay, I know this is a tough question when you consider just the actual record of the White Sox. And when you know that maybe right now is not when the most obvious on-paper year-to-year progress is. But let's not forget, they lost 21 games in a row. Let's not forget how long it took for them to then improve after that. Like, they went almost a month without winning a single game. So I think that when you put it all together at the end of the season, that's when you're really going to be able to say, yes, this is an improved White Sox team. But it's run differential. It's understanding who's even going to be on your ball club. It's knowing that you still have a lot of potential trade chips that you can move for assets. I mentioned Luis Robert earlier. Established. Are you going to get what you want for him? Probably not. Is he probably going to do better somewhere else? Yes, that's usually the case in these scenarios. Adrian Hauser, though, is another example. You are trying to build around Miguel Vargas. You told us that. He's greatly improved from where he was on the White Sox last year. The individual arcs are more successful for the guys who are still here, even a guy like Lenin Sosa. So, when I consider those things together, yeah, this is a better White Sox team. Are you going to see the numbers you want in the win-loss column? No, probably not for another year.
I can't call it a successful season. I'm sorry. I can't, because when you do that and you're giving them credit, you're really just giving them credit for not being the worst team in baseball.
Yes, I am giving them credit for not being the worst team in baseball.
I refuse. That's
worst team in baseball.
That is not the bar.
Stephen B. Smith.
I will not.
Look, it's Giolito.
I will not allow that to be the bar. Okay. The White Sox are 32-65. They have the second worst record in all of baseball. Only the Rockies, who have 22 wins and 74 losses, are behind them in the standings. Their run differential is negative 98.
But what's the Rockies' run differential? What's that one?
You don't want that. Negative 253.
Minus 253.
That's insane.
Oh, no.
Minus 253.
Oh, yeah? Let me tell you about some more negative run differentials. Well, how about the A's? Minus 134.
Yeah, minus 134. And there's
the
only
Nats.
One.
I don't even know who's running that team. Minus 102.
But they still have the fourth worst run differential in all of baseball, is my
fourth
point.
Fourth.
Last year at this time, they had the worst run differential in all of baseball. They were 27-70, and they had a minus 172 run differential, which the next closest team. I lied. They were tied for worst run differential in all of baseball. The Colorado Rockies at that time were at minus 172.
You seem to have told me about a lot of improvement under this this discussion that we're having.
No, yes, improvement, yes, but that doesn't make it successful. Successful is not being in last place. Successful is real position players doing real position player things, making you think they have everyday players on the roster who could contend for a playoff spot. It's not that hard to contend for a playoff spot. You know how I know that? More than half of Major League Baseball is currently contending for a playoff spot.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
No, there is no chance for these White Sox.
So you're saying that you don't think it's a successful season. Let me rephrase that. Do you see the vision? Do you see the vision of what the White Sox are doing right now? Because I think I see the vision.
I don't necessarily see a vision.
Yeah, I don't see the vision.
I see that they had to move on from players and that they are trying to rebuild, and that Chris Getz has talked a lot about what the team and the organization didn't have. But I don't necessarily that I know what exactly they do have now as far as infrastructure, or at least a path. Like Brian Bannister, I know. You know, they've definitely invested in some really good human capital to help with that, some talent. But when it comes to understanding a defined path or a defined approach, yeah, I can't confidently say that. That's not to say they don't have one. They just haven't communicated.
I don't see the vision. And my first name's not Mariah. My last name's not Carrie. So I see a vision, and it is not a vision of love. Let me just put it like that, Robbie. Do you understand the reference? Are you good?
And it was all that you've given to me?
All that you'd given to me.
He doesn't know that. You're not about that life.
I don't know it at
all. You barely knew yet. Salt Shaker on 104.3 Jams that was playing during our meeting. You're not about that life.
You got to get with this Mariah Carey catalog, Robbie.
Oh, the PCA, catalog is
PCA
extensive. Number one hits.
What happens when we're like 60?
PCA's out here wearing the Mariah Carey shirt.
What happens when we're 60 and we're yelling to the kids about the Ying Yang Twins?
Well, you know what? Hopefully they had good parenting.
That they don't like go hard enough.
Hopefully they've had quality parenting and they know about the Ying Yang Twins.
I've thought about this.
I also do call Cap, though, on PCA, that he knows all of Mariah Carey's discography.
What do you think his parents were listening to in the car?
Even if he didn't, I don't care, because I don't gatekeep music. I'm not the music
police. No, I agree
with
that. But like,
name suit seven ever saw.
So Shota Imanaga wore a U2 shirt. And he was asked about it, and he said, "I don't know U2." And that's where I feel like that crosses the line.
PCA doesn't...
There is no line. It's just a shirt.
No, if you wear a band T-shirt and you don't know the band, that's a strike.
Then what happens? Who's given the strike?
He's judging.
Who's
Robbie Triano
is.
I just don't know why you would wear something you don't actively like care about or like follow or have something
it's
that
called
means
a
something.
A lot of people
don't care about shirts and they still wear them.
But it's just like, oh, I like this artwork about this artist, but I know I'm anti that.
You're not gatekeeper Russ Dorsey sleeves. He doesn't care about sleeves and he still wears them.
Yeah, you don't make him wear sleeves.
Speaking of that, Russ will be here in
Oh, you like shirts named four sleeves.
Number four.
In honor of the Big Dumper, who won the Home Run Derby yesterday, what is the best and worst nickname in all of sports?
As a Second Amendment knowledgeable guy, I'm going to go with Andrei Kirilenko. He wore the number 47. His nickname was AK-47, and he was an absolute defensive machine. Steals, blocks, whatever you want, you need it. Unless you're going up against the We Believe Warriors, and then Baron Davis goes baseline and dunks on your head. But yeah, AK-47 is the best nickname.
I think two of the best come from the 85 Bears.
Okay.
When you consider the fridge and Steve Mongo McMichael.
So Mongo in the fridge.
Yeah, those are two. And I'm not just saying this because Chicago. I'm saying this because I truly believe that those are two of the best nicknames in sports.
Where does mini fridge rank on your list?
I'm telling you right now, I would run the same play. I would run the same play just to troll everybody and then just have it work. Because that would be the biggest flex of all. That the play is actually good. You just ran it at the wrong time.
Running God's play down there was pretty good.
If you see him without the wrist pads on, you know they're running the play. Because that's what the problem was. The wrist pads, he couldn't hold on to the ball because he had all the padding on. That's how you know. What about worst nicknames?
Worst nicknames? I mean, I think it's anyone that you try to force. Like I joked about like PCA Armstrong. I mean, PCA is good just because it's initials. I hate to say it, A-Rod is also a really good nickname because it ended up just kind of being his name.
What about the fact that Andy Roddick got upset about it?
Andy Roddick gets upset about a lot of things. If we start keeping track of all the things Andy Roddick gets upset about, he'd have a great talk show.
Maybe the worst is going to be a throwback. The Swiss Miss in tennis.
How about Oil Can?
Oil Can Boyd is an awesome nickname.
Yeah, I actually also think that's a great name.
I have one to throw in there as well. He's now like a major talking head, but Booger McFarland. To call yourself Booger, it's like one of the grossest things that we produce in our body is boogers. Why is that his name?
That's a fair question. Yeah, what's hard is you can't think of the bad nicknames because you typically just don't use them. Yeah, that's the issue with a bad nickname. You choose not to say it.
Yeah, I think there are nicknames that I don't say, and people try to force it. Yeah, don't anything you have to force is a bad nickname. You know what? The worst nickname is probably the Claymaker because he nicknamed himself Clay
T-Bone.
Harbor. Yeah, that you can't give yourself a nickname. It's got to be organic. Someone has to say, oh, that's my boy, and then they come up with a nickname.
Or anybody who has, they decide that they are royalty, you know, like they're the such and such king or the such and such queen, but like, unless it's, I still think Hit King, though, is Pete Rose, I'm sorry.
So we talk about the Big Dumper, though. Are you leaning more good or bad nickname?
I'll go with the Big Dumper, it makes sense.
As somebody who identifies, I don't know that that's what I would choose in my life, but if you want to embrace that for yourself and that's how you feel better.
Did you say as someone who identifies?
Yes.
What does that mean, Layla?
That's all I will care to say about that.
Five.
No, I mean, it's not that abrupt. I'm just saying that, like, if he's cool with it, great. I just draw the line at Pat McAfee doing the body parts like that on a broadcast.
It made for a good VO last night on the news because I was like, it's the Big Dumper. He was dumping him over the fence all night. Yeah. Very basic.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes as a sportscaster, you got to go with what's obvious.
It's very
macho.
Fun. Very macho of me. Just giving you the lowest common denominator.
Number five.
Last night in the Bulls Summer League game, rookie Noah Essanay got posterized by Pacers guard Johnny Furphy. Here was the reaction to the dunk on the ESPN broadcast.
Oh my goodness.
Furphy! Cocked it way back.
Oh my goodness. That was in the top 10 out here, maybe all time.
Way down under. Wow. Incredible how he brought that ball back. Look at this. Look at him bring that back.
Do you think Noah Essanay getting put on a poster is that bad?
It was bad because you know what it is? It's not the fact that he got put on the poster. It was the poster itself and the face that he was making on the poster.
It went viral.
Oh, it went beyond viral. I will say this. Why do we always overreact to a dunk at the moment? It was a nice dunk. Don't get me. But he said, maybe top 10 all time. It's not top 10 all time. So I'm here to tell you.
It is what we do. We're like, that was the greatest dunk of the century. Are you sure? We're 25 years in. And that might have not been the greatest dunk of the month. No. At that moment, that's the best thing you've ever seen in your life.
It wasn't old school like Michael Jordan on Ewing. It wasn't Pippen on Ewing. It wasn't Baron Davis on AK-47. Just bring that full circle. It wasn't Kevin Johnson going baseline on Hakeem Olajuwon. There's a lot. It wasn't Sean Kemp on a lot of people.
It wasn't any of Blake Griffin's dunks.
Timothy Mozgov? Still. Yeah. No.
It's not even Goran Dragic. Did you not get the memo?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I say, I don't think it was that bad because of that reason. Poor Noah Esenge. The fact that this is viral is also because, frankly, it was an entertaining still frame. But that doesn't mean, yes, that was his face at the time, but you're in the middle of trying to get out of the play.
Villain origin story. Noah Esenge is going to come back with a fury, and people are going to pull up that meme, and he's going to be an all-NBA first team play. Okay, let me get it. He's going to be...
No.
He and Aaron Rodgers are going to the Super Bowl together, and there's nothing any of us can do about it.
It's just the ceiling for the... I'm not saying they're going
to
get there.
Same with Caleb Williams, too. You said Caleb Williams is going to the Super Bowl, too. Yeah.
There's a lot of people in the Super Bowl. It's 20 quarterbacks, and I don't know who they're throwing to.
Technically, they could meet in the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers and Caleb Williams. That's all I'm going to say to that.
Technically, that's a promo. Technically, they could meet in the Super Bowl.
Tanny, get that.
Watch this game tonight. Okay, let's do it. There's a couple of truths. Dan Wiederer referred to one of them when it comes to the extension that has been given to the Bears general manager. We will examine and we will discuss next on Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I think the assessment, we've made it clear. I trust him. And he is a hard worker. He's young. He's talented. He's curious. I think his greatest attribute, he's willing, as he did just in the press conference, to raise his hand and say, here's some things where he fell short. He's as hard on himself more than anyone could be hard on him. And he strives every single day to do the right thing.
That was Kevin Warren. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Kevin Warren talking about his general manager, Ryan Poles of the Bears, because multiple reports said that Ryan Poles was extended last Friday, that he had 2 years remaining on his contract, contrary to the 1 year that we thought, for a total of 5 years. Marshall, we reacted in real time to the news that we had heard. It obviously changed the course of the afternoon show. Judson Richards and Lou Kanellis were in that day for Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel. And I was asked, what do you think about this now that you've had a couple of days to marinate on the information? And I think at that time, we're just in the position of this happened, trying to figure out why and what our initial thoughts were. Listen. I still stand on, I needed to see a season of work before I was willing to say, if I'm writing the checks, okay, mission accomplished. You have earned an extension for a 15-36 general manager. And there's a lot of excuses that have been made for that record. Oh, people forget what he came in with. You know, there were all these players that were getting paid big contracts and he had to cut it down. Ryan Poles himself did not want to call it a rebuild. He reminded us all of that when he got the job. He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to call it that. So by that definition, I didn't either, because he told me that's not what he wanted. Did I think it was? Yes. But I still count that season, and I still count the two other seasons where you lost 10 games in a row for a total of a 15-36 record. Additionally, I count the fact that, yes, not only did he say he hired Matt Eberflus, but that he and Matt Eberflus are represented by the same agent in Trace Armstrong, who is seated at the right hand of the Bears, and we know that. But that doesn't mean that he didn't then therefore back him up every chance he got. We talked about it with Dan Wiederer. You hired Shane Waldron. You talked about how smart you were and what your process was and how you interviewed 9 candidates. You then doubled down on having Matt Eberflus when you had Shane Waldron for that last year. And even though the team did the right thing in firing the head coach for the first time in the middle of a season ever in its franchise history, this is all still on you. This is aside from the guys like Nate Davis, Chase Claypool, trading away Roquan Smith. And for those who say, all you're being is negative, I'm telling you why I'm not paying the guy yet. Did you answer some questions that you had? You did. You decided to spend a lot of money that you had on the offensive line. And you're allowed to do that when the majority of your team is playing on rookie contracts, or the majority of your core anyway. But to go ahead and pay somebody who I still think hasn't proven anything says more about the Bears wanting to be in sync in their process along with their quarterback, even though this puts them a year after a quarterback on his rookie deal if they pick up that option. And we know what happens with the GM and the head coach when they get another year, if perhaps their job is on the line, at least at Hallis Hall, and they're faced with trying to pick a quarterback. That's what happened with Ryan Pace, Matt Nagy, and Justin Fields. In my opinion, he wasn't there yet for me to say, you deserve an extension. And I stand on that now. Doesn't mean he couldn't earn one. But that, if I'm writing the checks, he hadn't earned it with me yet. No.
So basically what you're saying is you would have delayed this decision by one more year to find out, okay, that 15 and 36, have you done enough in yet another season to show that you deserve to keep doing this job, or should we bring someone else in differently?
I think it's not just that. It's knowing that this can't be the expectation. And I appreciate guys like Kevin Warren saying, well, nobody's harder on him than himself. The National Football League is harder on you. The National Football League is trying every single day to prevent your team from being more successful because it means it comes at the expense of one of its own. Every day, the Vikings and the Lions are keying in on how to get better than you. The Packers as well. Every single day. So that's why I don't mind applying this standard. I'm the powder puff. But I'm not here to make people feel better about it either. The rest of the league isn't. And just to add this from Dan Weider, this is from previously last season, whenever the rumor mill was circulating that, well, Poles didn't hire Eberflus. It says, to be clear, Eberflus was never forced on Poles, at least not by anyone employed at Hallis Hall. The two share representation in agent Trace Armstrong, and Pearl Poles' account had become friendly after meeting years back through multiple acquaintances. Eberflus also came highly recommended in 2022 by Colts GM Chris Ballard, who had spent 12 seasons in the Bears organization from 2001 to 2012 and also worked with Poles for 4 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, don't forget that the Bears' 2022 coaching search was spearheaded by an outside consultant, and I think this is where it gets convoluted. Bill Polian, whose 14 seasons in the Colts organization left him, for better or worse, with deeper connections inside that franchise. But every single time when he was asked, Poles, he took responsibility for him. I'm okay with people saying this is a positive time for the Bears. I'm okay with people being happy about what happened. I am happy that they spent resources on the offensive line. I am happy that they spent resources on the head coach. But when it comes to drafting, signing people to second contracts that take up more money, putting yourself in a similar cap situation that Ryan Pace was, for example, in when it comes to paying people what you think they're worth, a la Tremaine Edmonds, and knowing you've got a lot of other people you have to pay to get under the cap as well. He hasn't been in that situation yet because he hasn't been manning this team long enough. But the idea that the Bears under Ryan Pace, for all of their flaws, were this horrible situation, they still had a lot of talent in place, and they made the playoffs twice. They lost in the first round both times. That's not acceptable. But it's not like he inherited a massive dumpster fire either. It was bad. But that's why there's been years of relaxed expectation and response. That doesn't, though, mean that your third through sixth rounds haven't been questionable. That doesn't mean that your trades, a lot of them haven't been questionable. Do you get credit for the good ones? Absolutely, we give you credit for what happened with Carolina. We give you credit for putting yourself in the position to draft Caleb Williams. But it's the other decisions and how you built the team. Not just a roster, but the team. And moving forward, what happens? You haven't even had a 500 season, or even within a game when it comes to an odd-numbered NFL regular season. I wasn't there yet. That's a reward. That's a raise. Show me something.
We're talking about Ryan Poles and the receipt portion of how we got here. And here is Ryan Poles has now been extended through 2029 here on Raheemy and Harris. Layla sharing her thoughts after having a weekend to process it because, as she said, we found out in real time what exactly happened. Here's my overall, like, stance on Ryan Poles. Clearly the Bears believe in him, for better or for worse. They have tied their wagon to him. Ben Johnson believes in him, and that's why the Bears believe in him, because Ben Johnson is that dude in the Bears' eyes. That's why they paid him all the money. So now we get to see what's really good. And if Ryan Poles and his draft classes can't come up with any Pro Bowl talent, they won't be making a charge of the playoffs because you need Pro Bowlers to be on a playoff team. That's generally how that works. And so what I'm waiting on this season is to see what the development of all the players, not just this past year's draft class, but all the players the Bears still have on their roster, how they develop and what they do on the field. I already told you who my sleeper pick is to do big things this season. Do you remember? It's Tyrique Stevenson. Bounce back. Incoming. Pro Bowl. Incoming. Write that down. But that's not enough. Ben Johnson has to show that he could take Caleb Williams and get him on the trajectory to being one of the best five or six quarterbacks in the NFL. That's the goal.
Additionally, I just want to point this out, and this is also where I have big concerns. Not to just again re-explain settled science when it came to whose decision and responsibility it was for Matt Eberflus, the guy who's represented by the same agent. Here's this quote. This is what he told SiriusXM NFL Radio at the Combine. Ben Johnson's going to bring him all the way down, Caleb Williams, to the ground floor again and build him up the right way. I think through the process, probably some unknowns, we probably skipped some steps in his development. Some of those critical things that you really can't go to step two before you finish step one, and that takes some time. So bringing him onto the ground floor and building him back up is going to be critical. They're going to be very honest with each other in terms of what needs to happen and to take that next step. In these same discussions and in this same news cycle, there was also the discussion of how he observed things at training camp that they didn't address at the time. You were the man in charge. You wear that 5-13 or 15-36 record. You wear that 5-12 record. That is your job when you're at the head of this. And then it's going to be your responsibility when this comes under criticism, when we haven't seen a winning season yet, and you're getting a raise and an extension.
815 on the text line. If the Bears go 500, it would be a huge accomplishment. Their schedule is tough. I completely agree. It's tougher than it was last year. It's going to be a rough and bumpy ride, and that's why I think they're going to go 8-9.
Well, and Casey and Coop's dad on Twitch says, Layla, did Kwesi Adofo-Mensah deserve an extension? The success they have had, the Vikings, is much more about the coach than him. He's drafted 23 players since he got there, and three of them start. That's awful. What's the win-loss record? Who was in the discussion for a coach of the year? The coach is part of this. So which is it? Is the coach part of it or is it not part of it? I'm on the side that the coach is part of it and your win-loss record matters. It matters to the rest of the league.
No, I think it takes a building, but ultimately responsibility stops at the top.
Show them why you get it. You know, like we said, be near 500.
Yeah, and 847, great point. Leaving the development of Caleb in the hands of Eberflus and Walden is borderline fireable on its own. I was the one saying they need to have an offensive-minded head coach. They finally have one, so let's see what happens.
And yeah, when you get extended, these are the conversations that have. You and I get scrutinized for stuff, whether or not we actually did it every single day. I am more than allowed to ask when somebody is saying that they're observing, like they aren't the one in charge. If it's not you, then who was it? Are we going to be talking about similar things like this next year?
I hope not.
And then for how many further? It's right to ask for a season to show us. And then you know what? You probably get more money on the other side, but what do I know? I don't question Trace Armstrong when it comes to securing a bag. I called the Sky game last night with Kylan Mills. There are some real signs of improvement that I think we should discuss. And why the All-Star game, I think, is going to be pretty exciting on Saturday. Mm. This is Raheemi and Harris on 670 The School.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
But no one can read Angel Reese. Chi-Town Barbie making it count. She now has 20.
Cuts through the lane, takes advantage of the smaller guard lineup we see as well with both Williams and Heidemann in the game.
After a valiant effort against the top team in the WNBA. And there's the final second ticking down. That is the buzzer. The Sky fall to the Lynx 91-78.
Oh, that was Kylan Mills and me on the call on 670 The Score. Unfortunately, the Sky do not end up taking three straight games in a row. They lost last night to the Minnesota Lynx, and that's okay because they beat them the day before or the game before. They lost 91-78. You can hear that game right here on 670 The Score.
And they would have won, too, if they hadn't got Ariel Atkins hurt.
That's
on a
right.
Non-contact injury. They were up at the half.
Yeah, Ariel Atkins goes down right before the end of the half on a non-contact injury. We find out from the Sky that she was going to be out for the rest of the game, so I think we're still awaiting official word on what the update is on Ariel Atkins as I check my email just to make sure I didn't get anything new before our segment. And that is the case. I have not. So that is still the latest on Ariel Atkins. But it was fun to call the Sky game. Great atmosphere at Wintrust Arena, as it tends to be. A lot of kids in the house. The Sky's next game.
Yes, that camp day game.
Against the Atlanta Dream at 11 o'clock. So that's going to be a game for the kids, for the kids.
Have you been there for one of those? Because it gets so loud.
Yeah, it's basically like bring your kid to get all the noise out of him at that game.
Tire him out.
Everybody scream, and then the kids scream, and you don't have any eardrums left. So that ought to be fun. But part of the reason I bring up the game and we wanted to talk about it was, number one, you can hear it on The Score. Kylan Mills does a great job on that call. You probably hear her with Big Ten Network, too. She does a lot of work there. But once again, Angel Reese, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and that's a number I'm really focused on for her right now as she continues to improve offensively. It's not just what she's doing, but it's also how the Sky are indeed making progress. They took down the Lynx on Saturday. Lynx are the best team in the WNBA. They lost in the finals to the New York Liberty. Lynx are now 19-4 on the season. Their head coach was the coach and executive in Cheryl Reeve, coach and executive of the year in the W last season.
Yeah, looking at the Lynx, it's a tough draw because the Sky end up having to play the Lynx 3 out of 4 games, 4 out of, I think, 6 or 7 games. It's just a tough draw. But the Sky were ready on Saturday. They beat them, and they looked like they were going to be in position to beat them again on this game. But after losing Ariel Atkins, the dearth at the guard position, and you see it in the turnovers with 18 turnovers last night. Like, I just don't know where this team that is 7-14 so far this season, including being 3-11 on the road, I don't know where they go from here.
Where they go from here, yeah, I mean, you're trying to figure out how healthy they really are. Two of their biggest pieces of the offense, one of them is out for the season after a torn ACL in Courtney Vandersloot. She's still with the team. Like, she still cheered them on last night. She was there and got a lot of applause. But they're trying to reinvent their offense. And Ariel Atkins, as we talked to her, Marshall, if you'll remember before the season began, she was supposed to be a big part of this. She scored 27 points, led all scorers, even the leading scorer in the league, Nafisa Collier. She didn't have as many as Atkins on Saturday. That's partially why the Sky won. But there's only so many hits you can take. We saw more of Haley Van Lith last night, but not very much, because her numbers and minutes have still been in the single digits. The thing I want to highlight, though, is even though the All-Star game is on Saturday, and Angel Reese, yes, was named an All-Star. She is playing for Team Nafisa Collier. Nafisa is the WNBA's leading scorer. She plays for the Lynx. You see her in her second straight All-Star game out of 2 seasons played. But the Sky wanted to make all these adjustments when it came to creating a new offense. They decided, instead of having her back to the basket, which is traditional post play in the W, she's now front facing. And that's when you're seeing all this offense really be facilitated through her. WNBA and the women's game is still one where, as you know, the offense is played through the post, truly through the post. That is where you get your best scoring chances. That is where your tallest players are. The height mismatches are big. And so it makes sense as to why you get the stupid called me bound, because that rebound is an offensive rebound, which you want. It's also something where you get points because you're taller, so your chances are higher. And then, you know, the more points you get, what happens for your team?
You have a better chance to win?
Interesting how that all works out. So the rebounds seem to benefit everyone. But you're seeing Angel Reese not only do all of these things, be better positioned, be a better facilitator, work in different parts of the paint. She's also finishing at the rim so much better. And that's why we're able to talk about these high point totals. The layups that maybe weren't there even at the beginning of this season, the bunnies, are now there. The finish on the end at the touch, I think, is really important here.
When you look at what she's been able to do of late, it's impressive, because in the last 9 games, all double-doubles, by the way, she's got she's one more game and she'll have a double-digit double-double streak, Angel Reese. It's been impressive because a lot of people have been on her about her inability to finish around the rim. She's shooting over 50%. She's averaging 18.1 points and 14.9 rebounds a game with 4 assists a contest. Now, the problem with the 4.1 assists per game, she's also turning over 4.1 times a game. So she, I believe, is the leading... or sorry, second leading turnover person in WNBA behind Caitlin Clark.
That's it. I mean, your primary scorers are going to turn the ball over more as well in this league.
But she has a high usage rate, especially for a post player. And I think it's interesting that when we talk about Angel Reese's development as a two-time All-Star, someone who has a 23.1 usage rate, that's a high percentage. She's been up to the task, but Her teams just haven't been good enough. She hasn't had enough help because of the injuries this year. Last year, you go back, Kennedy Carter missed a large chunk of time, and the Sky suffer. And you just wonder what it's going to take for them to get back in this conversation where, you know, right now 14 teams to be 15, to be 16, to be 17 teams. They're going to be eventually 16-plus teams in the W. And it's not going to be, you just have to not be one of the worst 4 or 5 teams to make the playoffs. You're going to have to be literally the top half of the league to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. And in the meantime, Camila Cardoso, I know she's getting back from playing international play for a couple weeks. She was granted that absence. It's not like it was something she took on her own. So she's back, and I know that her play is still not as consistent as they want to see. When the Sky rebound, when they get points in the paint, they're going to win a ball game. Like, the reason they beat the Lynx on Saturday was they outscored them in the paint 44-28. Well, that's going to make a big difference.
They just need Camilla Cardoso to act her size and remember how big she is.
She's 6'7". She's one of the tallest players in the WNBA. And again, it's pretty basic when it comes to the concept of put your tallest people right close to the basket. Let them get those rebounds. The height mismatch in the league at 6'7" is one where almost any other player outside of a couple, a few, you're going to get that height mismatch, and it's going to work in your favor. It's where the scoring comes in, where you don't see as much consistency out of her as you want to see.
But there's time. There's time to grow. We'll see where it goes for the one more game right before the break, for the Sky.
Yeah, one more game against the Dream. The All-Star game is on Saturday. It is Team Caitlin Clark, because she and Nafisa Collier were the top vote-getters. So Team Clark versus Team Collier. And Angel Reese is on Team Collier. So if you were wondering what's going on with the Sky, we thank everybody who listened last night. And also, enjoy the next couple of games and then, of course, the All-Star game. We want to also let you know about a couple of events coming up this Thursday. The rumors are true. Join the Score at Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo for a special pool party and appearance with Ozzie Guillen and me, Layla Rahimi. It'll be from 4:30 to 6 Central, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Ozzie will be doing a meet and greet with autographs. You know there's probably going to be a story time or two. That is this Thursday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo. I'm looking forward to it. We have more to come here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, because yesterday's co-host is back in the house. I'm excited to talk to Russ Dorsey.
I'm sure he's excited to run his mouth.
Unbelievable.
Meat.
So you've gotten tired of him after one show?
I'm not tired of him. I welcome Russ to come on the show anytime.
That sounded like a challenge.
Well, no, okay. I'm open to seeing Russ whenever he is available and whenever we have time for him.
I like both
versions.
Is that better? I like the invitation and the challenge.
It's an open invitation of sorts.
Invite challenge?
The invite challenge, yes. Also, we're going to start the sleeves challenge. We're going to challenge all our guests to have sleeves.
Uh-oh. That's next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.